Rashi in Beis and Beis, with Kolag of Yehuda. The Imul Ulam Gomer Ali Kasher, but Rav Kof, some more says, you can't tell me that he learned from the Ulam, because then he would allow a width of 20 in the Mishnah. He doesn't argue in the Mishnah. Some more says he argues on a Raisa. Okay. Then the Morris says, but still, why is a height above 40 acceptable? We brought one Bar Kapor brought a Raisa, says he's B'Milsar B'Yehuda Ad Me'ah Amma. Bar Kapor's version of B'Yehuda's din is up to 100 Ammas. So the Bisham of the Bar Kapora, equal members of Behuda, me Ulam Gomer, you could say he learns from the Ulam. La Miksha Begavaya me Arboyim. Above 40 is not acceptable. Vahada Tani Bar Kapora Kuf, even though his Brisha says 100, Guzman Nokat, it's an exaggeration. Shem the Asher Behuda Beyasumichov, Umishleshim, more than 20, more than 30. Near the Bar Kapora Guzma, it's like an accept, it's an extraordinary thing. Menachat will say Tvei. So he just says, wow, he can go really high. But the other Bryce, which says 40 and 50, that would indicate it's saying a specific number, and it says even 50 is acceptable. Somewhere it says, so Rav was correct in that, which he said the Chachamim learned from the Heichel. Atisa the Rav, but this Braisa, which said pretty clearly that we tied the height of the Heichel to the Chachamim, Atisa the Rav caused Rav to make this mistake. That was Rav said he learned it out from the Pesach of the Ulam. This Braisa, which we're going to quote, caused him to make his mistake. Since the Braisa clearly ties the Chachamim to the Pesach Shel Heichel, so Rav said, Rav Yehuda obviously has to have a source to learn from, a specific instance of a source. So that would be the Ulam Shel, the Pesach Shel Ulam. But the truth is, it's not the Pshat. But rather, he learned it from Pesach the Malachim. Stam Pesach Malachim, Gemayim Harbei. They make their doors into their castles that can make them very high. So he wasn't learning from a specific instance in the pasuk. Okay. And the Merkash, according to the Rabbanon, why aren't the actual doors needed? And we know that it says later on that Alechi is a kana or luach knows eitzel kaisel echad b'roshri. You put an item by the end of the mavi next to one of the walls. It could be a thin pole. It could be a piece of a board of wood. And that's enough. The Mor says that they were just for tznius. The Mor says, but there was. Why are you telling me that? The Mishnah said source of Pesach. Is kasha even wider than 10? The heichel that had a source of Pesach and it was only 10 amos wide. Well, it's only source of Pesach. How can you learn out from that source of Pesach can work even more than 10? It wasn't so in the heichel. So the Mor says that Rabbi should hold you are mechuyev. You cannot use source of Pesach more than 10. So the Markash says, okay, but if so, look to Hani Le Amal Surah, to Krashi, Lakshuri Gova Yosimichov, which allows it to be even higher than 20, is acceptable with an Amal Surah. But why is that? Come on, Mefarish, my Amal Surah, Vehechi Tani de Mahani. The Mor is going to quote a source that. That Amalsara works above 20, and the Mor is going to explain what an Amalsara is. Okay. The Mor says that we know by the Pesach Shel Heichel there was an Amalsara of Shamila, like Rashi 8, Shagdelim by Milin, Behema Fotzim, and Balaz Gaulish. That's actually gall nuts, is the Milan or Golnuts. So it sounds like it was the Golnut tree I guess the best way of putting it. I don't know what the gallnuts look like, but the
gallnuts were used for deal, no?
Yes.
Okay.
So I guess the wood of that tree was decorative and was used for an amouser ink. Yeah. Okay. Okay, now, along Amar Rabbi Loi, so the Mor says, okay. Yeah. Along Amar Rabbi Loi, Hashem could masik the Pirkei. The Mor is finishing off its thought of a question. The Ashkel the Mahanya, Malsara, Alibi the Rab. We see Rab holds a Malsara works. And why is that? Now, so the Mor, Mikar Loi Shavke, the Suke, the Milse, Ad, the Sosule, the Yufta. So the Father Mor, originally this phrase should have been back up there at the beginning of the question. But the question was interrupted by saying, the more I wanted to say, according to this, you're learning from the Heichel, so Malsara shouldn't work above Chav, because the Heichel had the Malsara, but it didn't go above Chav. And why did Rav say that a Malsara works above Chav? That's what he wanted to say. Before he got to that last sentence, he ends up and said, well, what do you ask him? Who said it's going to talk about the Heichel? If it's talking about the Ulam. So, and he said back, the pasha says that the tzura of the heichel and the tzura of the ulam were parallel. So if there was one on the ulam, there was one on the heichel also. So, meaning, so the question from the ulam is a valid question, and Rav says that it works above chav. Why does it work above chav? The Rav actually said two dinim. First he said one dinim, which is if a case where it's a rechav adalit, if the karov has a width of four tefachim. If the width is four tefachim, even though it's a very thin one, it's not strong enough for kabel riach to hold a riach. A riach is a half brick. A brick is six tefachim long. A riach is a half brick. Is only three tefachim long. Yeah. On the b'mastisin. That a car is only kosher if it can actually hold the weight of an ariach. That's kashen rechav adal tefachim kar. That's if it's not four tefachim wide. Well, once it's four tefachim wide, even though it's not strong enough to hold an ariach, it's still kosher. That was the first thing Rav said. Yes, it's machlokes. So Rav said two halachas lekula. One was that the strength of the kerub is diminished. The need for a strength of the kerub is diminished when it's wider. And number two, that a malsara works.
The need for what is diminished?
The need for the strength of the kerub. The second thing Rob said was that a malsara works. So now Rabbi Yosef is going to say in the Gemara that a malsara is not, it's a brisa. It's not even Rob's kiddush, it's a brisa. So the Gemara Amar of Yosef. A malsara a masnisahi. A malsara is a brisa. Man katani lo, who's the person who said this brisa? So Amr Abaya, V'hochama brei de Rabba Baravua Ketani Lo. That this the person who quoted the brisa was Chama brei de Rabba Baravua. Fine. Doesn't matter if it's a heavy mouse or misses. Let it be a brisa, but still, it takes you the Rav. So it's a kashan Rav. So what's Rav's teretz to why a mouser should work above 20 when the heichel had an amalsara and still almost only 20. So I'm the Rav. So Rav says back to this question, leave me out of this, take me out of this conversation for a second. Isn't there a steer in Bryce's? We have one Bryce which says that you learn from the Heichel and that's for, it's 20 amas. One Bryce says that if there's an amalsara, it can work above 20. So it's nothing with me. You must hear in Bryce's. Masnaisa Milo Kashi Nadari, aren't the two braises astir at each other, or Kash at each other? So what are you going to say? Tanoihi, it's Mechlokes Tanoihi. So you know what? Put me back into the picture. The Dinami Tanoihi. It's Mechlokes Tanoihi. I mean, I'm passing like that, Tana. Now, once Rabbi Yishai said it's a braisa, it's not Rav saying it, this is an option of a teretz. If you have Rav saying that the source is from the Heichel, and you have Rav saying that a Malsara works, so what exactly is... I mean, obviously the braisa which says a Malsara works is saying the source isn't from the Heichel. Because from the Heichel, we have 20 Amas, and a Malsara above that, we say, no, only 20 Amas. So, make up your mind. The more thing, but once you tell me that it wasn't Rav who said it, it was a Bryce who said it, so Rav says, so now it's a kasha from the Bryce and Rav, the answer is, I'm passing like the Tana before, and I hold a mouser, it doesn't work. Like the, I mean, he's looking at the Tana over here, holds a mouser, it doesn't work, and I'm passing like the Tana. Comes from Nachum Yitzchok and says, what was Rav's thought statement? That leave me out of it, there's a steer in Bryce's. So Nachum Yitzchok says, no, that's not true. Without you, there's no steer in Bryce's. You're the source of the steer in the Bryce's. Amar Balei Rav, Masnaisa Adori Lokashin. I could learn, without Rav, I could learn if the Bryce's are not arguing with each other. Why? Because I to learn that the Braisa which says Mavi Shugavoy Mechafamba Yosim Epistle Shul Heichel Yemayitz isn't that you learn it from the Heichel? You learn it from wherever you learn it from. And we gave a similar dover that the Shir was like the Heichel. It's a simon. It's not the source. It's a way to remember it. So then I can say, by the way, you know, Malzer works good. But the Heichel didn't work. I am not learning from the Heichel. But according to Rabbi, you're learning from the Heichel. Now we have a problem. Why the Rabbanon Kara Rav says the Rabbanon from the Heichel? Lokashon the Rabbanon Kara. I could tell you time of my mishum hekera. This is the reason why 20 amos is the height, because that was a general height which you felt things were noticeable. Like we have by the sukkah, and we have by menorah, right? We have other places where we assume 20 amos because that's a height people notice. So also the purpose of the kara is to be noticed, is to be a reminder to notice that there's some type of a enclosure or end to this mavui. It's not like a rishus harapin. That's the purpose. It's just giving you a simon to remember the height. Okay. So that would be without Rav. According to Rav, Rav was saying it wasn't just they used the Heichel as a simon in Ba'alma, but rather the Heichel was the source, so then you're going to have a kasha why there's a malzer will work. Words like this. If Rav Nachman Yitzchok doesn't accept Hod Rab, and the Rashi has the guess that if he does hold of it, okay, let's see what the quote is. Rav Nachman Yitzchok would make sense. If the idea of Rabba is acceptable to him, but what Eli Sir lehod Rabba? No, I'm sorry. Maybe Rashi's not. If he holds like Rabba's statements, the Rabba see the man yedu derusechem ki besukas or shaptis adesimam adam yudeya shadar besukah mal mesimam ein adam yudeya mishum deloy shalta ba ein. The Gemara says, "If I'm sorry, good, no, that's good. If we accept Rabba's explanation by Sukkah. I mean, so what's happening? By Sukkah, Rehuda argues also and says above 20. And Rabba explains that by Sukkah they're arguing that the issue over there is Hecker. So the Chachamim say Hecker is up to 20 Amos, so Rehuda holds Hecker is beyond 20 Amos. Since Mamash, according to what you're saying now, Rabbi Yitzchak, that's the issue over here. So it's exactly Machlokas twice. What do you need to say Machlokas twice? So if like Batarti Lamali, do I need to have them argue twice? Once by Sukkah, once by Mavui, about the same issue of the people notice things above 20. So if he holds that the Sukkah is a different argument, the different reasons, then we have no kasha. But if he holds that the argument is because of Hecker over there, and over here you're telling me it's because of Hecker, so why do we need the same Machlokas twice? So Mor says, no, I do. Even if you tell me the machlokes is because of Hecker in both places, I still need both cases, both places. The issue in Gabi Sukkah, I would have, if he would only told me the case of Sukkah, but how come Rabbi Yehuda came to the yeshiva avida shalta ba'ena? Person sits and he has time to sit and be and to contemplate what's going on. Look around, he'll notice a height even above 20. Aber Mavi de lehiluch Ovid, a Mavi is made for going in and out, just walking, so you're just glancing. Emma Mavi hu l'rabbanan, that above 20 is not normally where people notice things. So therefore, for Mavi, 20, above 20 would not be acceptable. That's what I could have argued. So we said that even by Mavi, Rabbi Huda argues. So just tell me the case of Mavi. The Rabbi Yeshua in the Baha, if you would have told me this is by the case of Mavi, that's what the Rabbanan say, you know, that above 20 is not acceptable because, you know, you're not sitting there. By the case of Sukkah, I would say by Sukkah, since you're sitting, the chances are you will notice above 20. So maybe the Rabbanan would agree above 20 is acceptable by Sukkah. Therefore, Tzricha, that's why I need to argue, that they should argue by the case of Sukkah also. Okay. The more my Amalsara. What is this Amalsara? So the idea, it's something which is placed above 20, or you make the curve in such a way that it's noticeable. So the Rabbi Bar Avua, Amr Kini, they used to decorate it with nests. So I'm not sure that means that they would, you know, I mean, in the, you know, the case of the Kara Pasha, you could even if it happened by itself, but it means in the base of Mikdash, when they made this Malsara, they would decorate it as if there was some type of a nest there.
They weren't real nests, were they?
No. He also, Rav Dimi, Omer, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Omer Ben Rava, that they say in Eretz Yisrael, Haski the Arza. It was pieces of wood. It was beams of wood across, and that was a decoration. So it was like a variegated look. You had the gold and then the wood and the gold and the wood. You had five layers of it. So it was a decorative type of a thing. So the more man to Omer Paski the Arza, one says it was these beams of wood going across. That's considered that is considered a form of a hecker. Kolshkin kini, so kini, which is this fancy artwork, you make this whole fancy thing that's noticeable. The man of a kini, what is this kini? I'm a pasuk d'arza loy. He holds the pasuk d'arza are not really so noticeable. A man of a pasuk d'arza, the one that says pasuk d'arza. My time. What actually is the hecker? Bach has the word in has the words e. Imishum the nofish mashke. That the way it was done is the width of the hekel was 10 amos. This beam was longer. So the person says, "Wow, such a long beam." He notices it because, you know, they don't, you know, you walk into a store, It was one piece of wood. So you're buying a piece which is, ergonomist, it's 2 feet. It's a piece which is longer, it's a piece of wood which is longer than 20 feet long. It's a nice sized piece of wood. The sukkah, we're not given any shear for how long it is. You say, well, if it's above a certain height, and the beam is long, above 20 is acceptable. Didn't say that. Versus keeping the kachashim is the color. Pshat is that the wood apparently was kashuv wood, or there was it was. I'm not sure exactly what the chashivus of it is that it's referring to. I think it's either the wood was kashuv, or I'm assuming that's what it has to mean. So that was. So people know. So wow, look, they have this nice fancy wood over there, kashuv wood.
This is just one piece of the wood that's extending out, or this?
Well, the Mishnah says that there was 5 layers, 5 amos of rows. So if you imagine this was your doorway. Here's the top of it. So you had a beam, another beam, another beam, 5 layers above, which are staggered together with I think a layer of the regular material of the heichal, which is overlaid with gold. So it was. But it seems even the more thing, even one of them would be enough for this din of a mouser. Sucked Rashi. Amar Rabbi Yosef, yeah? Ha a mouser of the suya mishmei the rab, lo rab omra, tichi the rab, ala masnisihi. So Rashi says, it's not a steering rab, it's a brisa. Where it says, okay, fine, it's a price. But still, the price is not like Rav. Tishu the Rav, the Chazinun, Hacha. The Lagam Rebbe Mehechel. We see they do not learn from the Hechel. Miktani, the Malsura, Mahanya. They say a Malsura works, and by the Hechel there wasn't a Malsura, and still the limit was only 20. So Rav says back, no, Dalano Mehechel. Harimeni Mikan, take me out of the of here. Kilo Shasakti, Blair Marti Dabrazet. Consider like I never said anything. Don't you have a steer in the brises? So leave me out of it. There's a steer in the brises. The Hotanya Liel behead the Mavi Shugaway Mechov Yosim Hisushul Hechel Amar Abadam Mechosim Gamri. The brises says you learn from the Hechel. So what are you forced to say? Tanoi Tana de Liel, the Sirle, the Rabbonim Mechel Gamri. The brises would say you learn from the Hechel. According to them, Vemalshul Loi Mahanya doesn't work. And the one that says the mouser works, hold you down from the hechel. So once that's true, the dinami. So it's once you learn from the hechel, so you don't. And I was calling the tanner, told you do. And according to him, you're right. A mouser doesn't work. And according to Rav, Rav never said that a mouser works. So it comes to Nachum, it says, "Beloy Rav, Eloy Havi Mefarish Rav Lemasnisa Kamaisa." And Rav had not come and said it as an opinion and explained the first brisa. We all have minay the Rabbanon Mehechel Gamri that he holds that the Rabbanon actually learned from Hechel. I would have said, "Masnisa Masnisa Adori Lokash." There's no steering brises. The Bein Lahi Masnisin and Bein Laha Masnisin Damalsura. According to both brises. The Brisa which talks about the Hechel, the Brisa talks about the Malser, a car, the bottom of the time in my boy, Techo, why do you need in the 20 Amos? Mishum Hecker. The Lexi Inshi, people should notice it, see it, but they do, and they'll know that the counter of it, that you had to do some type of corrective measure to allow carrying over here. Well, the Lexi, like Luvi, Bishazarab, and they won't mistake this with the Bishazarab, and they think you're allowed to carry Bishazarab. Once that's true, so it makes sense why Malsur works. The Kima the Mistaki, but in she. Since it's something which people notice, so the hacker is there. But the whole reason is hacker, and you have a hacker, so great. So what's this here in the Brises? The Brises says, Hechel. The Tadim Masnaisa Kamaisa. Yes, the Pishel Hechel. Lav the gamri has. It doesn't mean you learn from the hechel. El simona ba'alman lachim. It's a way to remember. Shlo taklif girsa. Don't by mistake. Make a mistake and switch the correct version of the braisa, and think the esim b'termer l'malam ilamad or meiboyim. Person might think, what did the braisa say? What number did it say? It said 20, 30, 40, what did it say? You know what? So hey, pesel hechel simon b'yotcha. The way you remember what the braisa, what the number is, basically comparing it to the hechel, but not that you learn from the hechel. Morris says, okay. If he holds like Rabba, we have a double machlokes, repetition of the machlokes. You see, like the Hoda Rabba, the Tamayo, the Rabbanon, the Besucha, Nami Mishum Hecker, if it's because of Hecker, Salam Alu Rabbanon, Rabbi Huda, the Fluga Batarte, why did they argue twice? Morris says, no, I can eat, it can be the same argument twice. Because Mavid Alahilachavid, Klemer Mahalaf, Eno Mabit Lamal, the person's walking, isn't staring up. But the person sitting has time to sit and daydream and look up. Okay, Kini Kumagan Kine Oifus, are you bolted in Mitachas Sa'ulam Lamala Minapesa? They made something which was a form of looked like a nest. Piasu the Arza Kloinsu shall eras with beams of wood, cedar wood, aruchim, which were long. Tchubim because which were placed crosswise in the wall. Va'ari the nafish mashke, since they were long, erected to their length was long. Chazal uinshi mika kara. People will say, look, that's a long beam. Versus man damer paski ika kara lamavli, putting a long beam as a hecker. Kolshken kini. That is a chashiva. Their chashav a milsa the tamia he misaklu ba'inshi v'chazal kara. The person carved out of wood, someone looks like a nest, that's not much people are going to notice. Okay.
Was this like required, or it was just they decided then, or another one decided,
well,
it's
not,
and why not make it a little bit nicer?
Wasn't required. So the Gemara. My two dots. The fourth wide line. Mixes kara b'soch esim and mixes kara l'malam yesim. If part of the kara is above 20, part of the kara is below 20. And similar case, mixes schach b'soch esim and mixes schach l'malam yesim. So what's the halacha? No. It was put across like this, but the height was straddling the height of 20. I mean, you started at the height, it fit 19 and a half, and it extended to 20 and a half. So the thickness was, let's say, I don't know, a few, whatever, 2 tefachim. It's this way.
Exactly.
Not this way.
This is the first time we're talking vertical.
Correct.
Okay.
Amar Rabba, b'mavi kosher b'sukkah posel. So by mavi, that's... It's part of its entire chal. That's good enough, but it's sukkah. That's not acceptable. Pesach Mar Kasha, Ma'ishna b'mavi to kosher. Why b'mavi is a kosher? The meaning kloish. Kloish is this word which means we look as if the part above 20 has been removed, and it comes. The part of 20 is not acceptable. It's irrelevant. So we take it off, okay? But you still you have a kara tech esrim. This is more says sukkah nami lema kloish. This is the same thing about the sukkah. So more says e kalashta. Habelit kamsa meruba mitzelsa. If you do the case of the sukkah, the problem was that the sukkah has to be a thickness of schach to the point that there's more schach than there is open space where the sun can come through. It's called Selsim Ruba Mechamsa. And it was only Selsim Ruba with the whole thickness. And part of the thickness was above 20.
I thought that had to do with the thickness this way. The denseness as opposed to the height of the schach itself.
That's true, but unless you're using bamboo sticks, the only way you get that they overlap. So it's not like you're putting nice straight things. You know, you're putting pieces of leaves and branches, etc. So some are higher and some are lower. So if you take the top layer off, the ones are higher. Right? If you picture your thing over here, some are here, some are here. Like, right? Now I take all those off, the top ones.
Yeah.
So now I have a big gaps. So my denseness is not there anymore.
If you take the top layer off and you have two sophomores, the bottom layer isn't that.
It says it's going to be tachov, so I can be. So the more saying, the Rabb was saying it's possible because I can have a scenario where the only reason why it was thick, it was dense enough, was because I with everything above chav and below chav. So more says I can't just ignore the above chav part because I don't have a kosher schach anyway.
But if you did have kosher schach,
theoretically, you should be fine. The more says 1 second. So Hachanami Ikalash the Habili Kara and Hentels Beruach, and we said, you know, there is a certain strength that you need to the Kara. It has to be able to hold a certain weight. So you say, well, you know, listen, you put your Kara across and say, listen, ignore the part above 20. Well, depends. If it's strong enough with the part above 20, only together with that amount, the vertical thickness gives you the strength. You know, a thing which is a half an inch thick is not a strong thing which is an inch thick, right? So you're making this statement which is arbitrary. Why are you assuming by the case of the car that it's strong enough with the part below 20? In the case of the sukkah, there's not enough stock with the only part which is below 20. I mean, why are you making such an arbitrary type of a difference? Ela karchacha nasu kashuna shamateches. Terrace is, what are you saying? You're saying like this. We're going to create an interesting halacha. That theoretically, I can make a very thin kara made out of metal, which is very strong. So even though this thing is made out of wood, and the part which is below 20 is not strong enough by itself. So I say, listen, the part above 20 is not really the kara in regards to the height issue, but the reality is the kara is strong. I don't look at it as if I lost its strength by saying I don't need the part above 20 to be the hecker, but I need a certain strength, the strength I have. So I can use the part above 20 partially. So Morris says, well,
the strength part.
So you know what? The reality is your stock is thick enough. So Morris says, so why is Rabba making this difference? So Omer Rabba mi Parzike. Parzike was the name of the city where he's from. So Rabba is opposed to your average, your the person named Rabba. This is a different Rabba. Sukkah de l'yachid hi loy mitker. Mabba de l'rabba mitkri adohi. Okay? The sukkah is used by an individual person. And now we're going to have a situation where sometimes the upper layer is removed. Remember, people don't notice things above 20. So he's not going to necessarily notice that the upper layer was removed because he's not looking that high. And obviously he's sitting in a sukkah which is chamsa meruba. Whereas by the kara, if something would happen to the part above 20, since many people use it, somebody's going to notice it. Well, theoretically, but that's the we measure that projection at high noon. Right.
But it's a projection. The projection is down at the level either of ground or the objects inside the sukkah. So we're saying he's not going to notice the projection changing?
Again, but you only notice that we measure that at high noon.
So you say,
so he's sitting there at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
But it's
5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's coming in the front anyway. He's not going to be able to figure out how thick it is.
Yes, no matter how thick or thin it would be. Yeah.
Right.
Hitting the wall.
Even hitting the wall, but it's hitting at an angle, so an angle thing spreads, so it's, you know, so you can't really tell.
The projection changes.
Right. Let me correct that. Rashi says that the concern over here is the the bottom part will like lift up a little bit and be above the whole thing will be above 20. In the case of the curve, people say, "Oh, that curve just moved up." You know, people are going to notice. That's Rava's teretz. Sukkah liyachad he lo mitri, he's not going to necessarily notice it. Mavi the Rava mitri that they'll remind each other, they'll notice each other. So if the bottom part gets lost, or it Rashi says it rots out, and the bottom part, you'll know. For the top part, people will notice that. Rina Masukah the Raisa Chmira Barabonon. Sukkah is in the Raisa, and you must have a sukkah which is sells some ruba. And the din of a man yedu, people have to notice it. So the whole thing is defined the man yedu, and it's above chav, they're a machmer. But this is the rabbanon, they said this is good enough. Ravada Ramasta has Rabba's din, the exact opposite. Amar Rabba, b'movi pasul, b'sukkah k'shera. That by movi it's pasul, b'sukkah it's kosher. And now the more goes to the exact same conversation, but the other way around. Maish to sukkah the k'shera, the meaning of kloish. We say this idea of kloish, that you just focus on the bottom part. Movi nami leva kloish, say kloish by the case of the movi. And it'll be kosher. And versus ikalash, if you say you thin it out, haveli karni tells beruch, it's a beam which is not strong enough, will be blown away. So hachinami ikalash, haveli chasim beruch mitzelsa. By the case of sukkah, also should be a problem. Al karach nas is tzelsa meruba mitchamsa. Hachinami al karach nas kashurin shalbar mateches. Okay, so. What's the difference? The swore is the same as swore is backwards. What's the difference? So Amar Rava, so in this version of the story of Rav Bar Masa's version, so Rava Meparzikya said Sukkah del Yachid he Rami Nafshe no Mitkir Mavi del Rabim he Samchidani v'lo Mitkiri Damri Inchi Kedera de Beishutvi Lechemima v'lo Krira. If I want to get a pot heated, I give it to a group of people, each one will say, here's how I'll take care of it. So it never gets heated, it's supposed to get heated. Never gets cooled, it's supposed to get cooled. Nothing happens. So the beam, everybody says, oh, Yankel's checking the air. Yankel's saying, Beryl's checking the air, you know, like, you know. But where's the sukkah? It's my job, I gotta take care of it. Ravina Omer, sukkah the raiser, like boy chizik, mavadirban and boy chizik. So this version, so Ravina's answer is again the other way around. We're differentiating the Raisa and the Rabbanan, but the other way around. The Rabbanans need more chizik than the Raisa, so therefore they were more machmir by the Rabbanan. Okay.
Yes. So when do we generally say that, right? I mean, like, in other words, the Raisa, we have to be machmir. Oh, no, the Rabbanan, we have to be more machmir because
it's Yantif people have mizazos and Yantif, so therefore.
Where the Pasha, you have to say, like what Greenberg is saying, is that there are scenarios where Chazal were aware of a potential of a zilzul to it, so therefore they felt the need to be machmer. That would be the assumption. Let's hold the Rashi's tomorrow.